Welcome to the Strategy Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this episode, we'll examine the several misguided pieces of past, outstanding, and deadlocked legislation that are creating enormous economic uncertainty and what executives and managers can do in response to these conditions. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. With the elections over and unemployment reaching 9.8%, we once again see politics shifting into high gear as the posturing and power grabs in Washington, D.C. continue to prevent the creation of marketplace certainty needed before business leaders begin to create new jobs. In our closing commentary for 2010, Perspectives reflects on the several pending and enacted pieces of legislation that continue to plague the job market and have the potential to do so for the foreseeable future. First up is the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. Regardless of your position on whether the Bush tax cuts should be allowed to expire or extended in part or in whole, two things are certain. Our leaders are in a deadlock split over what action to take, and without action, the tax rate for all individuals will rise on January 1st, 2011. This uncertainty is clearly unnecessary and should have been avoided. Democrats bent on pushing through health care, finance, and carbon reforms should have moved on this issue as a priority, as it is the only one of these issues with a deadline, though all are bad for the U.S. economy. According to Deloitte Tax LLP, the following impacts will be realized if the Bush tax cuts are allowed to expire. First, a typical family of four with a household income of $50,000 per year would have to pay an additional $2,900 in taxes in 2011. The same family making $100,000 a year would see its taxes rise by $4,500. Wealthier families of four making $500,000 a year would pay an additional $10,800 in income taxes, and a family making $1 million a year would get a tax increase of $53,200. The net result? Higher taxes reduce disposable income, resulting in less spending and slower economic growth. Now for healthcare. With several hundred new regulations and standards not yet defined, the cost of Obamacare remains unknown. However, as Perspectives addressed in You Don't Get Something for Nothing, the added benefit requirements mandated by the Obamacare legislation have to be paid for by someone, whether those payers are businesses, individuals, or some combination of the two. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that healthcare insurers Aetna, some Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, and other smaller carriers are seeking premium increases between 1 and 9%. To cover the extra benefits mandated by healthcare reform. A report by Senators Coburn and Bassaro finds Obamacare as having the following impacts. First, new penalties and costs will discourage the hiring of American employees. Second, the law will eliminate about 800,000 jobs, possibly more. Third, real income will be depressed for millions of Americans. And fourth, employers are struggling with rising health care costs that are increasing more quickly because of this new law. The net result? Labor costs increase and/or disposable income decreases, resulting in fewer jobs as employers hire less and outsource more, and reduced consumer spending, both driving slower, if not negative, economic growth. Next up, the lack of a federal budget. By law, the Congress of the United States is to develop and pass a budget for the coming fiscal year by April 15th. Not unlike most years since the law was enacted, Congress has failed to meet this obligation, thereby failing to signal market participants as to how and when the economy's single largest consumer will spend its money. The net result? Uncertainty as to the government's coming year spending heightens employer risk to maintaining and expanding business operations, depressing workforce retention and expansion, as well as research and development and other growth projects. And lastly, carbon legislation. Passed by the U.S. House of Representatives and stalled in the Senate, carbon legislation that would assign fees to carbon-producing business activities, namely energy generation, looms as an uncertain and daunting risk of increased energy costs. If passed, this legislation would increase energy costs to all consumers, raising personal and business energy consumption expenditures. A study by the Heritage Foundation of the carbon legislation proposed by Representatives Henry Waxman and Ed Markey revealed the following potential economic impacts of this legislation. First, the elimination of 1.1 million jobs on average, with peak years seeing unemployment increase to almost 2.5 million jobs. Increased electric rates of 90% after adjusting for inflation. Third, heightened inflation-adjusted gasoline prices by 58%. Fourth, raised residential natural gas prices by 55%. And finally, increased energy bills for the average American family of over $1,200 per year. The net result? Increased energy costs will add to the cost of every product and service produced within the United States, and increase residential heating and cooling, general living, and transportation costs, reducing consumers' disposable income and subsequently their spending, which again will slow economic growth, if not shrink the overall economy. So what actions should the leaders of the strategy-driven organization take? Individually, any one of these items damages the U.S. economy. Taken together, Perspectives believes they crush any hope for near-term economic recovery and may even bring about the return of the economist-defined recessionary conditions. The combination of these four unnecessary uncertainties certainly results in prolonged high unemployment rates, sustained lower consumer spending, perpetuated hoarding of cash by individuals and businesses, and continued slow economic growth and the possibility of re-entering recessionary conditions. To protect one's company from these unnecessary risks, strategy-driven recommends business leaders consider the following options. First, eliminating, streamlining, and outsourcing all processes and activities. The goal here is to reduce headcount in order to avoid the potential costs associated with the new healthcare legislation and reduce the energy needed to produce the company's goods and services to avoid the impacts of the proposed carbon tax. Additionally, more efficient processes increase the organization's supply flexibility in response to market demand, allowing for a reduction in inventory levels. In the case of outsourcing, those functions not absolutely required to be performed within the United States should be transferred to overseas providers. Second, increasing employment of temporary staff. the goal is to minimize the company's commitment to a higher number of full-time staff members that necessarily brings with it the elevated entitlement costs associated with Obamacare. A clearly defined return on investment should be identified prior to hiring any additional full-time staff. Number 3. Relocating operations to another country not as heavily burdened with taxes and other mandates. The goal is to reduce non-value-adding payments required by the government. Consideration must be given to other added costs, such as transportation and importation taxes, when evaluating whether or not to relocate. Number 4. Limiting production and inventory levels. The goal is to reduce labor and energy consumption to avoid cost, while at the same time preparing for the probable decline in demand for goods that would result in slower inventory turns and subsequently higher inventories and warehousing costs, should current production rates be maintained. This action, of course, will help shield the company from the potential downturn or slowing of economic growth. And number 5, expanding the organization's cash reserves. The goal here is to prepare the company for the heightened expenses that will be incurred as a result of Obamacare and the potential carbon tax, as well as the reduction in revenues that will likely result from the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. And now for some final thoughts. Perspectives acknowledges that our recommendations include provisions that result in fewer American jobs. We believe these recommendations are sound. Perspectives believes the Obama administration and Democrat-controlled Congress passage of Obamacare, desire to rescind portions of the Bush tax cuts, proposed carbon tax legislation, and failure to pass a federal budget is devastatingly harmful to the American economy. We believe business leaders have a responsibility to their company stakeholders to maximize their return on investment, and that the legislative initiatives discussed drive leaders to transfer operations overseas. Therefore, it is our opinion that the Obama administration and Democrat congressional leaders are culpable for the ongoing unnecessary uncertainty preventing real economic recovery. As always, we've provided our perspective and hope you'll share your thoughts, lessons learned, and recommended resources with us and the strategy-driven audience. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.